Yes, thank you. Well, it's difficult to speak about default during the pandemic or due to the pandemic. We may be speaking in general lines. In the financial instrument, as Alicia has said, the first operations were approved in December 2018. So most of the operations have a 1 year grace period. This means they are still too young to have a default because they've been there for a short time. I read some information about default, which was 6% in the agricultural sector in Spain. If it's interesting for you, we in SAECA have certain data because we work in several lines. Our default is 1.2%, is really very low. Concerning the activity during the pandemic, well, we've noticed that the activity continued, it didn't go down. And in terms of default, we didn't identify any kind of increase. This doesn't mean this could be the case in some months, but not as of now. I think it's too early to evaluate default. Yes, as Jaime has said, we still cannot measure default because it should start falling from year two or year three once the operations are entered into. But the impact of COVID on the agricultural sector, just agriculture, except for winery and pork, is very limited. Luckily, we can say that people need to eat every day, so it is not going to have a high impact as in other sectors. I didn't quite understand the question. Well, maybe Trinitario can give a better answer, but the cost is nil, is just 1%, I believe. The cost to process the loan and the application is zero. It implies no cost at all. But the cost of the operation in itself is a cost that is established in an agreement, which is 2% of interest rate plus 1% for the opening of the file, so to speak. So this is non-negotiable because it's set like that in the agreement. Yes, SAECA has a cost of 0.5% of the capital and a commission of 1.1 multiplied by 0.16 of the life balance that is being managed. For the financial institutions, no more costs apart from the ones I said, 2% interest rate and 1% for the opening of the file. If the operation is rejected, for example, the cost would be zero. Yes, I just wanted to support the information that Trinitario has just provided because this is one of the common elements we've mentioned as regards the IFGC, the 1% opening commission. This is standardized for all the actions and all the operations. So that's one of the main characteristics that we try to guarantee that is standardized and it's always the same. And this is set by the agreement. So we believe this is a very positive thing that it is standardized for everyone. Muchísimas gracias. Well, this is in line with what I've said in the presentation. We thought that if they didn't get the grant, they were not going to apply for the loan. That's the question. So we thought that it was necessary to receive the grant in order to apply for the loan. But we've realized this is not the case because there's people who prefers to forget, ignore the grant and just go for the instrument. Because mainly because it is more agile. There was a boy who came to us who rejected to the grant. I cannot be waiting for 4 years to receive an answer. Sorry, not 4 years, but the process. The process to get a decision, either positive or negative, you need to justify all the invoices, certifications, controls, all that means an
high demand by the Commission. These are the requirements by the Commission to grant an aid, to give a grant, and this is a complex process and a long process. However, the financial instrument has a control, of course it does. There's a revision of all the operations, but it is not as thorough. For example, I am going to buy a tractor, and in the last minute, I just do not want it to be a 100 engine, but a 120 engine. But the thing is, the money needs to be spent in the purpose that is foreseen. What happens in the grant that you decide to buy a different tractor? Well, this is a mess because you need to inform about it, inform about all the changes. So, Bruno, I see you're laughing, but that's the way it is. So, those who manage grants and are just controlling the grants, the control means so much work. You know that my colleagues are not here, but they could attest everything that I'm saying. So the instrument has an agility, a quickness that is not the same with a grant. So people, of course, would love to get a grant. Of course, I mean, people would always go for a grant, but sometimes you need to do an investment now. There's a person who phoned me. We receive hundreds of queries. There's a man saying, look, I have an industrial premise that I would like to buy, but it needs to be now. And Trinitario, you are hearing me. You can say probably this is the case. The financial institutions see there's an option with the instrument, and it's a quick decision. It's a quick option. And you can also support operations that have already been initiated. They do not need to be new. So it does have many advantages in my perspective. Thank you very much. Well, we usually work in a loan-by-loan basis. As Alicia has said, the financial instrument has one part that is portfolio, but it's also a tool for a loan-by-loan basis. So in our analysis, we do it loan-by-loan, of course, case-by-case. Then we take a look at the different flows based on what has happened in the life of the loan. In my opinion, SAECA as a manager is not affected because there may be a portfolio that is affected. It is just the same as if it were loan by loan. To my experience, why is it contributing? Well, it means the financial institutions are more cautious because there's a portfolio approach. It will probably make management more difficult, but at the same time, it also guarantees the total amount of the operations. Thank you. Well, basically, in my presentation, I tackled this. They are mainly for investments in agri-food production, usually 200 to 350,000 euros. This is the average, and they usually buy tractors or livestock premises, irrigation systems. It's around 10 years. Well, the operations have controls, administrative controls for eligibility. Then after entering into the loan, there's a on-site control that is conducted with the financial instrument, the centrally managed financial instrument by the ministry. And at the level of the final beneficiary, there's another control, which we have not started yet because it will be done after the on-site control, which it would be a random sample on all the loans granted. Well, we will visit the final recipient, the final beneficiary, and check what they've done, what they've bought, to really check the final user, the final beneficiary. So yes, there's a control by the administration in this case. We have not done them yet because right now we are on the first
level control, which is done by the ministry. This is at the level of funds, and there's a control on the documents, insurance policies, guarantee policies that have been entered into, which really match the amounts granted. And then the next step would be to do a different sample about the final beneficiary.
Thank you very much, Bruno.